Так хората се зашити от рани и шуе. Де да ги тя не да зонди от матрис бехегдеш. And matris behegdesh means that it is matris in the Yisrael. What kind of an Yisrael is a tekdesh? Hanoi. So it is still chal. But how can it be chal? But hegdesh itself is not osea. Hegdesh itself is not osea in something that is not hanoi. The answer is, it doesn't mean that the tzrita srei or the gie is not hanoi altogether. It is anoy, but it's nidiye, so it has rare, is an insignificant anoy. So memele, it's not osa. A anoy is mitzvah, which is a hukmizik anoy, is al tudi not considered anoy. That is osa. But, to a certain sense, even the anoy of kima mitzvah is anoy. So memele, when he answers the yeshiva, when the answer is the yeshiva per se, without recourse to any substantial anoy. So the melee then it can be mitvas in the Yisra anoy of Hegdesh, because if he answers it, so in other words, so then it means that even this kind of maise of Srika Sreya, he also treats as anoy. He also treats anoy. So he mentions the raya, the homadish behemte. Now the question is, why should we say kinim suke olai? When he say kinim tzchei ze olai, yeshi yeshiv shal mitzvah. So imrotzo the mistomer losar latzmi el anoy levad. But suppose he would say. Why should we say that? So maybe he means to answer and even and just the yeshiva by itself without a substantial anoye that is considered al pedin as anoye. So he says, to mention the right, the madvish behem kios all over polayon. So why? Because vatulochin asura bingiye. Why? Because nikiye is not considered anoye. But in the same way as one can be matvis in hekdesh and asa nikiye, he can say kikel ze osar olay bingiye. And he is matris nedesh. So that means that vis-a-vis the nigiye. So vis-a-vis that kikea, so the nigiye itself is mitves in Yisra anoye. So it will be considered as anoye. According to Rami Shmuel, so you have to say that. But, so mimele, madish behemte, is also, if his intention, there had been an utne dimucha, that whenever a person is magdish behemet, that he means that it should be hegdesh and that it should be osea in every kind of anoye, even an insignificant anoye, that is not considered al pedin as anoye, there it would be osea in the nigi. If somebody will be magdish behemet, and at the time will be magdish behemet, he will say, I wanted to be hegdesh, and that it should be considered as hegdesh in regard to every insignificant anoye, even the insignificant anoye of touching, so then it will be osa. But the reason as to why he is not osa ben gie is because the umden is that he doesn't mean that it should be osa b'anoye. So in other words, so even though he can asa something that does not involve anoye, so it doesn't mean that he can ask according to Rami Shmuel, you have to say it, not according to Rami Nidor. So he can ask it, because if he does ask it, so then he treats it as anoye, even though by itself it's not considered anoye, but when he asks it and he's matris it in Hekdesh, so mainly he treats it as anoye. So subjectively, even the nigiye and even the yeshiva per se is considered as anoy. Is that fair enough? So, anyway, so then you ask, so if the only reason as to why he can oscillate is because subjectively it becomes, he treats it as a anoye, so maybe he should again be allowed to sit in Yeshiva Shal Mitzvah, because Mitzvah is Lava Nesnitnu. The answer is, what's the reason as to why Mitzvah is Lava Nesnitnu, especially according to the Ram? Because the anoye of Kirma Mitzvah is not considered the anoye. That's a different kind of anoye. But when he answers it, so then every insignificant anoye is considered anoye. So maybe we cannot say Mitzvah is Lava Nesnitnu. Hat kol mister bekom hani kod lor le sit da bekom shles mit. Ze hat kol mister la bi shmoy hani kod lo yachod lo. Hani kod lo yachod lo. Okay. Now, the beginning would be those who have been the beginning of God. So it will be 2 weeks from today. So that's one. December 22nd. In 5 minutes, I'll start the show for you.
Right. Omar Rav Kami, Nainu Yishrita Shemina Tzavo, Shenema Vishochel Ben Abokom, Mokin Sheso Chakei. That means the Tzavo, the Ben. Mimai Lai Chakei U Nishli Yitzchuyu. Yichzi Vichita Zabayis. Chateyu achshireyu laachile, vitaareyu mishnachim lachateyu heitzi esdomi nakei. Uhal mishnegasim lachateyu mishnitchuyu mishnikamegasim lachshure. Viboyisem miroche chateyu beize v'tayim veim misnovei. So it's also something that is kofu. So it's always kofu. It's not right. So, soch michlal shezokavino. Ho, soch vaymidu. So it couldn't have reference to znov. Vayim v'ozne. So it also, he can bend it. So, binan dama nefesh v'lech. Do bikotchen ksiv. V'dama nefesh binu nizrike, v'chziv dome v'navshu, v'ani nesati v'chan v'nizriach. Dam sha nefesh heitzi v'nchav. V'ayim דיקורה ויוזיר אדם הנפש ויסו שיה דרוס אחרות האדרום מביא קומנלון אלו גימורס so you cannot be tell everything in the posse אלו גימורס שחיתם נעצבו so אלו גימורס so it's a קבול מיש מסינה שחיתם נעצבו נעמי גימור הוא קרום מה יוצא so how do we ask the posse the lish register the lish register I call my was a kim do khishkiti la wakh mish misina so what's the purpose of that posse the lish register so yachtig kol ma frekes lish nay the hoche mash machate yo hit es dome visuloy u vidach lish nachte ach was in hana simon visuloy lish nachine de lish register shloi Yidris, aber gab die Hilche Schritte Aloch und nicht wissen. Hey, jeisch mem schenich die Buh, kein Drost, die Maftin und die Kamm und Mishoch Adein, Mishoch Adein, Mishoch Adein, Mishoch Adein, Mishoch Adein, Mishoch Adein, Vichid mir Hilche Se Yashof, und Drosse kore Gisteren, ki die Tnam Mastis, no Ishech Elit, in Zari, Vasachas, au mit Drosse, Rosh Matur, Zari, Vasachas, kore, daim Gisteren, mit Nishemeich, Umei, Vein, Chaiti, Chal, Vidaiti, uch Shireitze, Mishech Es Yodot, aber der ist sehr achitig, כמו שחיתך עם מעט יודע, הוא ידלעס, הוא יקלטות שחיתך וכיח, הוא מעט יזלעב. Now, according to the first lotion, the lashe registere, so it means, שלא יחתך כל המפרקס לשניי. Now, according to the second lotion, so that there's a cause who implies the druso is post now, but that's one of the two of Shrite. So Rashi says according to the second motion, so only four things are aloch l'mishli sinai, but one so druse that's implicit in the post. That's not aloch l'mishli sinai. That's not aloch l'mishli sinai. Now the question is according to the first motion that we say shall yachter kolam afrekes. So yachter kolam afrekes lishnai. So what does it mean shall yachter kolam afrekes lishnai? Now, if he kills the behemoth by being chaita kolam afrekes lishnai, in other words, mamish chops off the head. So then it's in vela because he didn't check it. So we have to say that according to the Xerzakosu or according to the Pshat that this Xerzakosu implies Lushavi Gistere, so that Xerzakosu implies that even, let's say, suppose it probably possible, I mean, suppose the Sheikhet moved the sack in the Zeloche Barboye and he cuts both simonim,
but and he also chops off the head at the same time. So then it would be drusa. But suppose he can manage to cut the simonim, with one stroke. So he'll cut, and with that one stroke, there is a loch of avoye, he'll cut the beishet and the gagares, and at the same time, with the same stroke, he'll chop off the head. He'll cut the whole mafrekes. So it will still be yourself, because that's the purpose of the Gzeiras HaKosuf. Because we cannot say that the Gzeiras HaKosuf tells us that if he kills the behemoth by being chikmim mafrekes and not cutting the simonim at the same time, so then we don't need a posse. If he doesn't cut the simonim, there is a lot of avoye. So down mafrekes. So without recourse to the Gzeiras HaKosuf, it's drusa too. So obviously the Gzeiras HaKosuf has reference to the case if the sheichet with one stroke. So he takes the sacking, he reads the sacking. He reads the sacking over the tzavor abeimo, derech loche v'avoye. He doesn't require both, just the loche or avoye. And he finishes it. Not only does he cut the simonim, but after cutting the simonim, so with the same stroke, so he chops off the head. He cuts off the whole mafrekes. He nisreiter mafrekes lishnai. The mafrekes lishnai. Suppose he can do that. So even though, so then it will be asur. So that's the purpose of this Gzeiras HaKosuf. That's why other Rishonim don't. I mean, that's the reason as to why the other Rishonim reject the first lashon. Actually, Histere always in Gemara means, Histere in Gemara means when you chop off the head of the behemoth. That's Histere. So why is it that here they explain it in the sense of drusa? Because they were bothered by a certain difficulty. Monefsher, if you, with the sacking, you chop off the whole head, so then it's drusa. Apart from the fact that you chopped off the whole head, is drusa too? So they say, so that's why they explain it, that Yistere here means drusa. But those who explain Yistere, that he chopped, he's written mafrekes lishnai, in other words, he chopped off the head. So the question is, so what do we need this posse? So it's drusa anyway. So obviously, even in a case where with one stroke he'll chop off the head and he'll also cut the simonim, the chiloch of avoy, so it will still be psul. Alright. Rav Yehima Romar, Omar Kobi Zobach, Mimokim Shesom Chateim, call it where it bleeds, where you have the flow of blood. My Mashma Dehai Chateyu Mishnei Yidbaru. Chateyu means break it, cut it. Tichsiv Al Tiro Al Tichas. Veimu Mechit Mei, Zoron Lechitu Mei. Because what chait mei, so this drips leiche all the time. V'hai zov mei vavu, mashayit yechaitem, so leiche is zov mei vavu all the time. Veime milibe, so how do you know it's natsavo? Visu shiye drosech lo deagro meikom nolo, el gimore, shri natsavo name gimore, who called my ose, vishu register. The Rav Shmuel Tone, Vishochat, Mimokim Shesochatei, Veime, Shesoch, she made to kill, because the cold, so he comes, he's from that area.
So the Eimim Yoshene, so the Loshen is also an organ in vocalizing, that is used in vocalizing. Binyan Damanevish, like Veima the Korah Ozil, maybe the pshat in the Pesach is that he should make the cut in the tongue, and then it should keep on cutting until the Damanevish can come out. Adanevish, Visu, she and Rosh Hoda, Roman Vikom, and Aona, and Gimore, should not someone have a Gimore. Who called my Rose, we shave his Tanem Eisenloch, the Tanem Rebriyoma, nein, ich bin ein Zahnloch, ja, ich bin ein Zahnloch. Schenkt aber der Messerich, was hat er der? Was hat der Messerich, was hat er der? Weil er ist später beklau, aber er ist noch im Heu, wenn er jetzt so, ich nehme ab, ich sehe immer, wenn er da, ein Million Tochen, die erst noch abschotte. Nein, der Messerich, ich war gut das. Dann will ich mir das Riech, wie es geht. Ja, mit dem Messerich, ich war gut das. Wie ich war, die Schritte nach Zahn. Wie Tane, was hat er der Riech, dann ist aber nicht wieder um sein Rechel, hey, vorher kommen wir. Wie nein, wir haben es Rechel für Utas, dann nehmen wir es auf Rechel, es ist ein Peter, wie Rechel, Pidri, Omeri, mit Boilei, because the Possig first mentions Rechel, es ist ein Peter, and then es Rechel, es Pidri. So what's the purpose of this repetition? Mit Boilei, wir tanien, nein, Rechel, Peter, sie kennen noch an Sochen, dann nehmen wir es Rechel, es Pidri. Wie Ora, Upodaka, Tame, die Kosser, Achmur, Omeri, mit Boilei, wir tanien, kennt ihr durch diese Chilbis der Pedra und der Schritte und Maleu wie sehr und der Rachkobit schon mal weil heit haben wir meist und noch die Tanja sehst ihr es ab immer wei wie gebeten Tero schaubst ab immer wei wei und Heimo wei Heimo so what's the heckish the analogy between Heim and Heim after all there is a difference in Dinin wei Heimo mit Tami Magel Maas Heim Heim mit Tami Maas but there the Tumi of Heim is weak in other words if you eat it so then he becomes tamei and the god become tamei so in the time of god ma bisa tui you will say behimo in the time of god ma bisa tui in the time of god ma bisa tui so behi ze teiro shivso so in what way does the Torah make an analogy and say that often behime are analogous behi ze teiro shivso behimo no behimo 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 ma behimo bishrita behimo bishrita I male halo, wie rief Stein, ach kann rief Stein, dann will ich mal sehen. Der Bläser in mir, bei dieser Tiere, ich habe immer ein Riefel, bei ihm, 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 because that is so because that is me, because there is by Ilf Kochi, so it's a loche of Mimuleire, Tamulim Abumala Kisreishi Mimulope, Goyabu, Reishi Salze Mimuleire, the Reishi Salache Mimuleire. The Rablezer Haise is my only way, he loves Zeis, Haramine Mai is in Echod, Abeimu is in Echod, because Rachmone Zeis, Tonova Kapo, Zeis Tiras Abeimu Vei, Hitla Kosulei Vivei Mimu Vidogi, Le Haibi Bishnei Simoni, Yersh, Sheklo Hukash Lidogit, ופייטרי בלויפרו מי אפשר שכבר הוקש לבימו הוקי צעת הרשאית ובסימני החול so in other words how do we know that any requires only one simen because this there's a bit of aid so if is mentioned between Behemo and Dogi now Dogi doesn't require any simen Behemo requires two simen so the main way that we learn out that all as far as the Herrscher Schritte is concerned requires only one thing now Dogim the lovely Schritte how do we know that fish do not require Schritte which we see Hatsin Vabokal Yishochman in Meskotke Ayam Yosef Lev Be'asim Vabal Mesagel so we see that it doesn't require any Schritte אלא מעפק אבישלוב ירסי ביוס ועס השלוב וחנה מלאב לשחיתו ואהם לבלפות ומיכו מיפשע שלוב לצנאי so and still the Torah uses ביוס ועס השלוב ואהם לבלפות ומיכו מיפשע שכלו הוא כשלבי הושם מקסיף ועסיף את מוקים שחית את האחילה הוכה קסיף ועסיף את מוקים שחית את האחילה דור השיבה גלוי והיבו שליבריס מייבושו הכשירו בשני סימון. דוקים שליבו מהמאמיים הכשירון ולא כלום. איב שליברו מן הרקק הכשירו בשמלך. אומר כשמואל כפות כה, תדע שהריפס יש להם כסכסת ורבויים כאילו. ואית שואל, צורי צ'ואל, אי סורש הסעדת, אי צ'ואל, אי קונטרי כנהג מלס רמגמליה, שר וסר, תייס וסעדת, that it means קונטרי כנהג מלס רביכם מזקה, not as רמגמליה. All right. So, כל זו באחד אי מאיר, ואיים הוי כמי שתרה מים שרס למשחי ואיי, אל מים, that they face were created in my וכסי ויוצר אני שם אני כמנעת אומר כל חי זה הסודר יש כל השמיים אל ערי ואומר לי מן הרקע כנראו so that's a combination of מים and אורץ and אדום רואו תלמיד אוף מסתק מזה וזה אומר לו הם כושב איניכם שדוחיסי יסי ויפיקש מן המים so that word so the answer that he gave to the goy was Nurekik Nivri. So then he said, this was the answer that I have to give to the goy. The Lomo Yibriyun Arodom Minamayim Nivriyun The Lomo Yibriyun Arodom Litkes Lohem Shem V'yei Shem Lim B'loshen Achem Omar Lohem Se'ar Emen U'B'loshen Ovi Shem Omar Lohem Talmidom משום דכסיב אל וייצא. So that was, so according to the second motion, so it was the other way around. That to the headman, he said, מנמי. And then to the Talmidim, he said, מנורק. אומר רבי יהודה משום רבי יצחק פינחס, אין שחיתו לאי בנתיו. Shenemar, so there is a mandomar who holds that the Raisa all doesn't even require shchite. Shenemar b'shofar b'shviche b'al mesag yoche chay name. So iskas lipsula midosh because makis tzvi v'ayon lipsula midosh kva tzvi v'chay. So the more sikashe eiv name is kashu beime dirsiv zeres der sabem vei hoksiv isha magaz dome umay khazi umay khazi dishad ya vei shad ya khayo mistab ne mish misolte so anyway so this mandoma holds that in shrit oleiv nater that mit der reise ich oh does not require shrit but ne chile lecho apoche es it requires this is what all the shames say. In other words, suppose, even according to this mandoma, if somebody would just shoot an oar, so then he will not, so it will be available, even according to that mandoma. But as long as he kills it minatzava, even though he doesn't do it derech shchit, he does it derech hiku. So that's called Nechire. So it is also. But Nechire lechol apoches it has to be. Meis, Hasheich he misnav lo biyode, Haneich he vamakir, Potom lechazis, V'yi avre, Ein shchito leifnat heiro, Nechiro seizu ein shchito se, Liboye kisu. Now of requires kisu adam, Chayet of requires kisu adam. Now, you only require kisu adam when you shechet. What it means shechet? It means if you kill it in such a way that it becomes mudabachir. But if you just kill it, you shoot it, so enough, then you don't have to mechas adam. So if you say that of requires shechet mamesh and it doesn't become mudabachir, al v'yichire by being neicheir, the simonim, so then we understand this why there is no kisadam. Mashein came, if you say in shitoik matoro, so, but nechire it requires, so nechire is in lieu of the shchite, so mimele it should require kisadam. Mi sabres v'yei, loy v'chayo, that that when we say Halichir Vamakir, what of Lachasis, it doesn't have reference to Eid, it has reference to Chayo. Chayo also requires Kisada. Joshua, Hashichir, so we don't have Lachasis. Kislei Seo Nechir, my life may. So, my life may. Because boy, you may need Dome. Now it says, Hashichir, it's only we don't. So it's Chayo Lachasis. Kisa to Eise. But suppose he needs the dam, so in any way, he cannot use the dam for Kisu. So if he wants to have the dam, so then he has an alternative. He should kill it, not by Shechit, but he should kill it by Mechire, or by Yim. So, my love, and why is it all with dam or Yim? So in Zman Chazal, so the Dam Oeif was used for a certain word that was used, that fulfilled a certain function in the processing, in the processing of textiles. Malchut Koreshan, Dome Oil Nikel with Laza, Taylor with Billy Chemer, Chetiri Tino. So it has reference to a chayo, and why does it mean the dam of a chayo? So what kind of a function can the dam of a chayo fulfill? The boilei lidomei lilaki for a certain dam. Tzeva yehode, chikulim pao. Tosh, molak bisaki, that's kochi. Molak bisaki, mitamit god ma bisabliye, Vi amre te shkidre na te nei di ritova na mola ki kochi bisaki ni vele. Why? Because it's true that any kochi hato se riva se requires melike, but the melike has to be done with the nail of the can, not with a sack. So if he does the melike, in the air, with a sack, so then it's possible. Since it's possible, like this, the melike is lieu of shrite by chato zeif and eva zeif. So maybe it's not mitame. But if he does the melike improperly, so the melee is not in lieu of shrite, so it's the very pure and simple, so the melee is a pronabis of it. We are not in shrite leif nate, or... Now, what does it mean, nechire? In other words, if in shrite leif nate, what nechire is required? Nechire means, as long as you kill the aim through the tzad. So the melee, true, that here the melike was not done properly, but even though the melike was not done properly, but the nechira it is. So the melee, even the nechira it is, so it shouldn't be considered nevela. Midrash. Nei liavadin shloim matei or nei namid chitomavei shevro mafrekes, because the aloch in melike is that he has to break the mafrekes, and here he broke the mafrekes shaloi to me, because he has to do it with a payment, and he didn't do it in saki. But when he breaks the mafrekes, so then it's only a treife. And if you shech the treife, suppose you shech a treife, so then it will be also machile, but it will not be coming to Mr. Vele. And eventually Shrita will not have it, so Mechile is like Shrita. So it should be considered like Shrita's Trefo. Shrita's Trefo is not Mitame in Kodim Abis Abliye. Why do we say it's not Tov Abliye? Nei, that is the Rosh Shef, no matter how it's Trefo, then we sack it out in the Hill. So it says, Udroma Kaita, Udroma Kaita, Tanya, Rebbe Meir, Apolim Akshay Yochel Satsvi Zayo, Chama Mon, Mitzvayo, Mata, Mitzvola, Mitzvot, Maki, Mitzvayo, 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 Mitzvayo,
והכיוון לשליטה, ואיף, אלה שחיתם מבריטאו, אלו מדברי סייף. איסו אנחנו רואים צריך לתת רבה קאפו, so we have איתנה, רבה לתת קאפו ברפה, he says in some words, that איף, איס מוטה מבחירה מרצה, איף, אלה שחיתם מבריטאו, אלו מדברי סייף. So במילה, you cannot ask, איקש, against Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Ben Pinchas from the price of Molad Gisakim to the price of Molad Gisakim holds that yesh lishchit of Natere and we pass like those Tanoim but there is a Tanoim who holds a lishchit of Mator so Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Ben Pinchas holds like Rav Lezer Akam. But we see that there are so many prices that say not like Rav Lezer HaKapo. So who is the Tanya that says not like Rav Lezer HaKapo? Rebbe. Tanya Rebbe Eimer. He's a bach to kashat zivisicho. The lamech and istave veche. Ala veche and valakone. Val rei vechot vei. Val rei shnayim vei. Shnayim vei. Echod Bein, the Mishnah says, Itma, Rav Nachman Omar, Oiv Leishe Toikon, that the one simen that can be machzer in an Eiv, can be either one. Rav Ade Barav Omar, Veishe Toikon, Veishe Toikon, that only, that the Eiv, can be muter only by cutting the Veishe, but not by cutting the corn. Not by cutting the corn. Rav Nachman Omar Oy Veishe Likon Echot Kutone, Echot Kolbe. Rav Ade Barav Omar Veishe Likon Mayechot Miyuchel. So in other words, the Chies is more readily Yetzi by cutting the Veishe than it is Yetzi by cutting the corn. מייס שוכן תבייש וכך נשמיתו הגברת כשאירו ניש מתרגע וכשאום תבייש פסול שוכן תבייש ונפסקה גרש מותו ונידי כן שחית ניש מולך שחית נשמיתו זה ומייצה ואומגו אותו משחית פסול so the halacha is that if at the time one the shechet cuts shechet one semen the other simen is nishmito, so then it is possible. Even though he realized the shchite, and the simen that was not shmuto, but at the time when he realized the shchite and one simen, the other simen was detached from its source, from its place. So then it's psul, that's equal. So he says, Shochat es habeishe, v'nimtzeis gageres shmuto. Why doesn't he say, Shochat es hagageres, v'nimtzo habeishe shmuto? That he doesn't say. Obviously, he couldn't be machshir, by shechting the gageres. Because if the if is to be nitar, the simen echot, so then it has to be the veishe. So he can only mention the case of shochat es habeishe, shochat es that nishmito hagageres v'akin shochat es habeishe. But he cannot mention nishmito habeishe v'akin shochat es hagageres because then without recourse to ikur, so it couldn't be echzer shchite because it's not literal the shchite es gageres. So,
So it's a raya to Rabbah de Barabe. It's a raya to Rabbah de Barabe. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. We should be got no kasha against Rabbah. The reason as to why he doesn't mention Nishbito Aveshen, Vishochat Esagageres, is Psuo, because that's not what the Aveshen should be detached. It's more Motsu that the Gageres is Nishbito. Vishmi Gageres Avino Nishbito. Tosh, Shochat Shnei Chatzoi Simonim Bei Psuo, because he has to cut the robe of Itzimen. I mean, the ofit simen in a behemo, or of one simen in a hope, vint zochlim a behemo, and vint ehi behi a behi, fashin ishchet, es aveichet, vies avridin, so Rabbi Yudah says behi, achin ishchet, aveichet, avridin, so doesn't that indicate that only the veichet can be ishchet, not the gageres, so the Gemara says, no, the reason is why Rabbi Yudah mentions veichet, because Rabbi Yudah wants to emphasize that together with cutting the veshet, he must cut the jugular veins, not empty out of the blood, so that it shouldn't. So in order to empty out all the blood at that moment when the blood is warm, is relatively warm, because if it doesn't empty out the blood from the jugular veins at that time, of the Shrite when it's relatively warm, so then he will not empty it out and to be nivla later on. So since Rabbi Yudah wants to mention the fact that he has to empty out the blood from the jugular veins, and the veshet is close to the jugular veins, so the mele he advises him to share the veshet. But in Rechaname, he could be materi, be bachile, by shechting just the gageres. Tosh, shochat chotzi gageres, vishoh, kine shchita acheres, vigoma, shchito seikshir. My love, b'yeh, umay gomro, v'gageres, loy, b'beim, my gomro is shchitekul. Now, so here it says, this verse says, shochat chotzi gageres.